Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Smith. Rick is the author of The Leap, the co-author of The Five Patterns of Extraordinary Careers. He's the founder of a brand new company. You know, Rick, in the previous segment, we forgot to mention the name of the new company.
Yeah, the new company is called Next Generation Leadership.
Yeah, and it's all about succession planning, right?
It's all about succession training, basically. So
training.
We train the succession candidates from the Fortune 1000 companies.
You know, Rick, when I was telling the audience you were going to be here, I posed the question in the first part of the hour. I said, would you like to sell your business one day? And of course, everybody nods their head. Of course they do. Everybody thinks that one day I'll either sell my business or maybe you'll hand it off to a family member. And so what I'm about to say is the same thing, Rick, and that is that your business one day is not going to be worth as much when you're leaving, and you're almost all of the business. If you haven't found a way to replace yourself, even in the smallest of businesses, you know, one of these days you're going to leave your small business. One way or the other, you will exit your small business, your business. And so, big companies have a pretty good way of doing the succession planning. Little companies, it's real hard, Rick.
Yeah, you know, it's hard, but it's interesting. My old company was a networking company where we bring together a lot of these executives. And if you look at the vast majority of those types of companies that have been created, they're created around one central personality of the owner of the company. And when I launched it, I sort of just stressing your point, you know, I even baked that idea into the actual business model, that it's not about me. I was never in the front of the room. I would do a lot of things to support, but even my employees, the people that were running these groups, we set up the model so that they were in the background of the whole activity. And sure enough, when it came time to sell, it was very easy for me to explain how any of us were redundant in the model, but the model itself had value.
Right, and that's the key. That's one of the tricks that you should start working on, folks, right now for your small business. Is you know, who, look around you and say, who will take my place? Who could take my place? If I somehow fell off a cliff tomorrow, you know, what would happen to my business, this thing that I built? And even if your family doesn't need the money or whatever, you're still going to want the business to keep going because you got customers who are depending on you. So who is that person? What happens if how about if you wanted to take a month off, Rick, you know? Most small business owners don't take a day off. So how do we do that? How do we do the training? First, we have to identify somebody, and then we have to train them. How do we do that?
Well, the first thing I would say is it's a timing mentality. When you talk to the Fortune 1000 CEOs, the newly appointed CEOs, they say that one of the first questions the board asks them is, okay, what's your succession plan? Mm-hmm. And I think small business owners don't really think with that sense of urgency that, hey, if I'm thinking of an exit 6-10 years out, I need to be thinking about this issue right now. Mm-hmm. And then in terms of how we train, we sort of break our program down into 3 2-day sessions that we host in New York. And each of the 3 sessions has a very specific theme. The first session is around what is the actual role of the CEO? And it really comes down to setting the direction and the pace of the change agenda. Killing snakes when you see it. So it's creating this culture when you see something that's going wrong, you just, you know, wipe it out and move on. So creating that, creating that urgency. And the third is sort of intellectual integrity. You know, the more successful you are, the more people that like to be around you that tell you how great you are. And, you know, how do you put the processes in place where you're always, no matter how much success you've had, you're always sort of looking at, you know, what is the reality of the situation? You know, what is the competition really doing? What are the real threats, et cetera, and act based on that.
Mm-hmm. And go ahead.
No, I was just going to say the other two real quickly. The second session we run is on basically vision, strategy, and execution. You know, clearly one of the big things that the owner CEO needs to be the one to ultimately set, you know, the direction for. And then the third is kind of a surprising one in many ways, but basically constituency management. Like, how do you know, once you become, you know, the CEO of a large company or the owner of a small business, a lot of the success depends on how do you manage relationships with your investors, with your partners, with your customers, with your, you know, employees that now all work for, you know, for you. There's a lot of sort of nuance that goes around effectively managing those relationships, and it ends up being so important.
Well, one of the things on a small business level, Rick, that I think has to be done if you're going to really identify and be able to train somebody, as you say, to become your replacement, is you have to think more like an executive. It's too many small business owners are managers. The effective way that they go about their day, you know, day after day after day, is as a manager. They're constantly executing, and they don't give themselves enough time to be executives, which my friend Joel Barker says an executive is someone who's taking the company from where it is to where it's going, and or where it needs to go. And too many small businesses don't even do that as much as they should, let alone get themselves into that kind of an orbit above their company as often as they can, and then identify somebody else in the organization or somebody outside the organization that could be brought in to somehow have that kind of executive thinking capability. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I'll give you a very specific example that I love.
Well, I'll tell you there's the music. I got to take a quick break. We've come up on a hard one here, folks. We're going to be right back. When we come back, I'm going to let Rick answer that question. Rick Smith is our guest. His book is called The Leap. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.